delighted for the people of Tyrone, delighted for the families. You're delighted. Like, I look down here. I've been put on a roll to look after these lads. I've been put on a roll, and the trust that the county board have put in me. The trust the county board put in me to do this. And all I can do is offer back to Tyrone what I've done. And one thing I want to put across here today is one person I think we all want to mention here. This is a great tip. This is the first All Ireland from a lost Arthur McCroy, Big Art. And to me, that was the pushing bit of the line for an All Ireland here in Tyrone for Big Art McCroy. So the big man's looking down the day as he is, and that was a sweet for him today, you know, so it is. But just this has been a great 7, 8, 9, 10, look, maybe 25 years on after Tyrone, and I've enjoyed every minute of so I have, you know what I mean, to see the delight in people's faces. There's plenty of down days, so it is, but, you know, days I guess make up for a lot of the down days, so it is, yep, aye.
But Paul, to produce a performance like that in an All-Ireland final, you know, that was an incredible performance. I mean, the style and the speed and the pace and the skill that we saw from that Tyrone team was just amazing.
Well, that's Paul Devlin's mark in football. I want to see lads going out and playing it and enjoying it and going at it, sort of. So that's all I can ask from the lads. Yep, aye.
Three of them, or four of them, maybe, have second All Ireland titles in that squad for 3 years.
Yeah.
And you know, we have to feel a bit for Rory McHugh today as well. He missed out on the second medal in playing in the final. But you know, great for those lads that they're able to achieve that. So off, you know, twice in 3 years.
Oh, brilliant for the lads, so it is, you know, and they've been lucky enough to be in that bracket that they got a chance to a couple of years ago, and you have younger lads again, the same scenario as young players to be able to step forward. So look, it's been a roller coaster year for them, so it has, and there's been disappointments different years, but when you get these opportunities to tell the lads, you know, this is your day, you don't let it slip, you go for it, you go for a big time, you know. So
you're 7 years in the job now, and you're there for another couple as well, and you're eyeing another batch of young players coming through, obviously, as well.
You can just do your best, look out there and watch what's going on in Tyrone, and see what lads is up, you know, ready for this, lads is up to this, more importantly as well, you know. And you can see any lad we brought in, they're all more capable of stepping in there and playing, so they are brilliant lads, so they are brilliant all round lads.
And there's a few of them ready to step into the senior squad straight away, I believe.
Well, look, there's some fantastic footballers there, so they are, and you say that's the whole goal, has been a county senior footballer. And they say if they're ready to step in here and the fellas above think they need to bring some of these lads in, that's a call, the mick on it, you know, aye. So look, we'll embrace it and we'll see how they go, but the whole goal is by guiding these boys along to win the All Ireland, you know, now senior All Ireland, and that's part and parcel of what we're doing here today, and trying to get that put in place, so we are, yep, aye.